Nimbalo's face was the picture of dejection. His lip quivered.
But me and Tag's always been together. What'll I do without him? We stuck by each other through thick and thin, and now you're going to take me matey away? What'll I do here, all on me own?
Mira's heart went out to Nimbalo. She took his paw.
Wait here at the Abbey with us. You'll like it, I'm sure. It's like being part of a big, happy family.
Unknowingly, Mira had mentioned the wrong word. Nimbalo growled.
Don't talk to me about families. I ain't part of no family.
Skipper and his crew slipped quietly off with Tag, leaving Mira to practice her diplomacy on the irate harvest mouse. Tactfully, Fillon stepped into the breach.
I never met a warrior yet who wasn't hungry. Come to the kitchens with me, Nimbalo the Slayer. Let's see what I can find for you. Red Wolf food is the best anywhere. Come on.
Burab, who had been gently nodding off, came awake at the mention of food.
Charming and kindly, ma'am. Permission to accompany you, what?
Fillon was never less than gracious to her friend, the hare.
Why, of course, sir. You are cordially invited.
Mira went to sit on Craig's bed. It had been impossible to carry the wounded badger upstairs, so mattresses had been laid for her beneath the tapestry of Martin, and she lay propped up on them. Sensing Mira's approach, the badger mum smiled weakly.
Your mamma could charm the birds from the trees. That little harvest mouse doesn't know it, but he's got all the qualities of a red waller. You must help to make him happy here, Mira.
The otter maid plumped up her friend's pillows.
You mean we must help to make him happy here, Craigor?
The badger stroked Mira's cheek.
Maybe, if I'm still around. But no beast lives forever.
Mira sniffed and straightened the coverlet busily.
Now you can just stop that sort of talk, silly old badger. Dane is going to get well, and so are you. I won't listen to any morbid ramblings up.
Craigor put out a searching paw.
Mira, what is it? What's the matter?
The otter maid held a green strip of cloth close to Craigor's muzzle.
It's one of those pieces of material. Faded green, homespun and scented with lilac. I found it just now in the folds of your bedspread. I wonder who put it there. Do you know?
Craigor shook her great striped head slowly.
A blind creature who can hardly move, with a deep, painful wound? How am I supposed to know anything? What does it say?
Mira read the crude vertical capitals written on the fabric.
Fitigal. Oh dear, what's it all supposed to mean, Craigor?
This ends Disc 9.